Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcliclinic.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Spring training coverage brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer, Twin Peaks, and Jellyfish Lighting. You can go check out the video camera, the webcam right now, 1053thefan.com/springtraining. Webcam brought to you by Twin Peaks. And we had Robin Chinchorinos on today, all ready to start things off. It was interesting to talk to him a little bit about, you know, what went on with the Astros and, you know, his relationships that he built there. I'm very curious, though, what he learned that he from playing at that high level in the, you know, World Series, that he can kind of help out with the younger players on this team that haven't quite gotten over that hump, like the Odors and maybe the Gallows or some of these other guys that are like, okay, I've been on a bad team for a while and I want to play winning baseball again, or maybe for the first time. We'll see how that goes down. But guys that have won did something pretty special yesterday. And Kevin, you said it, spring training, everybody loves bits. Baseball is a lot of fun, and
I mean the Rangers are starting their bit with that red trash can. We're going to implement
take a picture
of it
real quick.
I wonder if that's intentional or is just they were cleaning the dugout, like maintenance was cleaning the dugout. You can tell it's wet from.
Oh,
them.
How naive are you, Mike? They're doing this on purpose.
But they have a red trash can, like watching the game right now.
Do you think we could infiltrate the dugout and write like for the Astros on there, or Astros, or something like that?
We should put like a big piece of tape on there. Like you get duct tape and you put on there one fastball, two curveball,
yes,
three slider, so you know how many bangs you're doing on the trash can.
Mark that, first of all. But also, I think we can make this happen.
Okay. I wonder if we can interview the trash can. That's something that I think we need to try and attempt at some point.
Yeah.
But the Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo were mic'd up yesterday. Yeah. And this is something we saw with Mookie Betts, him, you know, catching some fly balls in the outfield last year, and it was really good. This Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo stuff is awesome. I really liked it a lot. And Shippy, let's go ahead and start with Rizzo, cut number 8. This is him at the plate, and he's mic'd up and he's talking back and forth with the ESPN announcers.
I'm doing some math in my head. What he's going to throw?
What do you got?
I have no idea. I wish I knew. Someone bang for me. Feeling a heater right here because I've only seen one today from him.
Oh, and I was right. I'm gonna go 2 here. No, I'm not. Wow, that's good math.
Nice work. I'm glad the math kicked in at some point.
You did analysis and play-by-play, and you hit there.
So that,
yeah, they don't need you, broadcasters. Chris Bryant can do it all.
Rizzo.
Rizzo can do it all. Excuse me.
And that's really like I'm really interested in the part where he's thinking out what he thinks the pitch might be based on, you know, and I'm sure these guys do this all the time.
Right.
They talk about these things all the time.
Well, in spring training, you can tell, and that it was an awesome audio right there, and we have more. It was great. Is when you have a scouting report on a guy and you're playing in a real game, you're going to be able to have a great idea when we're talking percentages. Hey, in this situation, this pitcher will go to fastball away 67% of the time. The other times are going to be he'll throw this pitch. So you're like, hey, I'm going to try to sit on this pitch because it's very hard. I played with Mike Piazza, Hall of Fame hitter, and he would say, if you can hit the inside corner of the plate 3 times, I'll tip my cap, I'll walk back to the dugout, and you can strike me out every time. But I'm going to eliminate that pitch. I can't hit inside and outside. It's impossible to do at a major league level against major league pitchers to cover both sides of the plate, up and down. I have to concentrate on what I do well and then get that pitch and hit the ball well. But he's like, I'm going to bet you that a pitcher is not going to be able to execute that pitch three times in a row or three times in this at bat. He's going to miss inside. It's going to be a ball, which is going to put me in advantage of the count. Or he's going to try to hit the inside part, and that ball is going to leak over to the middle part of the plate. I'm obviously can crush middle part of the plate. So I'm going to eliminate one side of the plate, but just a little bit of that side of the plate, because I can handle middle in. I can handle, obviously, middle away is where I'm looking for the ball. And for Mike Piazza, he loved the ball down. So when you're talking to a guy like Rizzo, he's in spring training. I'm not sure if he even knew who the guy was pitching against him, right? But he is like, okay, well, let me do this. This guy has thrown this many pitches. He hasn't really shown me fastball for the most part. I'm going to guesstimate that he's going to throw me a fastball here. And that fastball was letter high. It was not an easy, just like in the zone fastball. But he is like, if I see fastball and I believe it's hittable, I'm going to attack it and go after it. And that's what he got. And it just shows how good of a hitter he is that he could even handle a fastball, just trying to guess fastball and hit it. Yesterday when we were watching the game, we were up here, Corey, right? And I was telling you on some of the ones that were taken, like 92 miles an hour, bam, strike three against Colby Allard. And it was a lefty, and I was like, I guarantee you he was thinking, because it was a 1-2 count, he was probably thinking he's going to go off speed here. So he was probably looking slider, maybe even breaking ball. And because it wasn't even a good fastball, he's trying to go fastball, and he threw it right down the middle. He was probably guessing, hey, I bet right here he's going to go with his slider away. And when he didn't and threw a fastball right down the middle, it makes you look stupid.
Yeah, it does.
At the plate. And that's why you should usually, with two strikes, not look for off speed, because if you do and they throw a fastball and they throw it down the middle, you're like,
stupid.
Wait,
me.
You took a fastball down the middle with two strikes. But in spring training, it's a little bit different and difficult for the hitter, because you're not really studying the pitcher you're going to face, because every at-bat you get is most likely going to be a different pitcher.
The other thing involved with that is you heard Rizzo say, somebody give me a bang. Yes. Talking about the trash can thing there a little bit. All right, so here's the at-bat with Rizzo and Bryant. Now, yesterday I showed you the video of both of them while they were mic'd up, realizing they didn't have the same baseball hat on, Kevin.
Oh,
I don't know if you
what?
Saw that. Chris Bryant had the traditional Cubs hat on, and Rizzo had the spring training Cubs hat on, and they were like, we wear what we want. We do whatever we want out here. But this is kind of a longer version, Kevin, of this. This is Bryant at the plate, and Rizzo's in the on-deck circle, and they're kind of going through the same thing here, and there's some pretty good stuff in this.
Jamming to a lot is that the Selena Gomez song. I don't know all the lyrics, but is it to lose love or love love?
Lose
to
you
love,
to love,
love
me. Wait.
To love, love.
Yes.
To love.
Love me to lose you.
I needed to lose you to find me.
Lose you to love me.
Is that what it is? See, I mean, the thing that Emily, my wife, gets on me a lot is I'll sing, but I don't know any of the lyrics. I'll just sing like what I think the lyrics are.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, that was obviously them having a song off, but
yeah. He also didn't seem like he was jamming out to it that much. Since it took him like 10 minutes to figure out what's how does it go again.
Let's go to about Bieber.
Let's go to cut 11. Oh yeah, absolutely. Let's go to cut 11. This is Chris Bryant up
Bieber.
The plate. Yeah,
gotcha.
The guy that's leading off. Here he comes, and he's got a microphone. So make sure you tell everybody. Tell Jason Castro.
What's up, guys? I'm mic'd up. They're going to tell me everything.
Tell them you're about to go deep. Say, first pitch, I'm going to wallop it. Impractical Jokers style.
Impractical Jokers is one of my favorite TV shows. Yeah, I'm not crazy. Well, I am a little bit.
Say hi to Jeff.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Mr. Okay. Nelson.
The umpire.
Is that his name?
Oh my god, 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 oh
my god. Oh yeah!
Get there! Get down!
Dang it!
Bow!
What was that?
It was fastball early on. And now I'm tired.
All right, Shippy, stop it right there. So that's him, and that's Mendoza.
He's tired?
He's tired.
He had to run 50 feet.
But that being said, all right, so and more through that, you hear, later on you'll hear Rizzo ask, hey, what's he thrown you so far? What's the pitch tracker say that pitch was? How fast was it? And they have that conversation. I do find that fascinating because you're really getting into the mind of what a batter is thinking. I do wonder why Major League Baseball doesn't do this more often. And I also wonder if
it's too much fun.
If a pitcher would be able to do it too. Who would pitchers be up there and would they be able to walk you through it?
How awesome would that be though, Bassick? He's like, dude, I'm about to drop a changeup and he thinks it's gonna be a fastball, he's gonna get embarrassed.
The Astros would love that. I would say for a pitcher it would be very difficult to mic them up while they're pitching. But I agree with Corey that I don't think this should be an every game thing. Like for Fox Sports Southwest, they shouldn't have somebody mic'd up every game. We would get tired of it. But I do think for ESPN, for Sunday Night Baseball, right, we watch so much Rangers that I don't really get into the Sunday Night Baseball too much.
And you especially know, because baseball's become really regionalized, right? Or like really home team specific.
And because, just for example, I've never seen my dad pitch a Major League Baseball game in my life. I went to him, but I was a baby at the time. There's no video of him pitching for the Texas Rangers because they weren't on HSE or they weren't on Fox Sports Southwest. So when you had the Saturday game of the week, that was your time to watch Major League Baseball. Yeah. Unless you went to a Major League Baseball game, you were not seeing your team play until we got to the mid-80s, and then they started showing the majority, I would say, of your home team's games, and you got to watch a lot of WGN or TBS to watch the Cubs or the Braves. And now that we have every game of our team, we just watch our team. It's just like we can't – there's already 162 of our team. How many more Major League Baseball games am I supposed to watch? So that's why I love quick pitch and stuff. But for – Sunday Night Baseball for ESPN, who was doing this, and they've done it with Mookie Betts. Francisco Lindor, I know, was mic'd up a few years ago during the All-Star game. They need to do this for Sunday Night Baseball. They need to do this, and I know they have Wednesday Night Baseball too, but I think once a week for the national game, they need to get the superstars of the game mic'd up. And if they say no, they say no. You can't do anything about that. But for you talk about how Major League Baseball players, like, man, we don't really know them.
Yes.
And we find out about Rizzo. We find out about Chris Bryant yesterday. And it's like, man, these are really likable, fun guys that you could have fun with during a game. And you don't do it for all nine innings, but for two innings, you get these guys mic'd up. Man, I think MLB needs to really look into doing this.
I think about another sport. I know the sports are totally different, but the idea of marketing remains the same. Who's the best known mixed martial artist in the universe?
Conor McGregor.
Okay. Why? Because he's the best fighter?
He's a loudmouth.
Exactly.
He's personality.
Exactly. And so what if you could find out, we talked about the Mookie Betts thing.
Yeah.
What if you found out that, hold on, Mookie Betts is great at baseball and is an interesting human being?
Oh, man. Like Joey Gallo, we interviewed him yesterday. Our fans know Joey Gallo's awesome.
Yes.
The rest of the world should know that, too.
Exactly. And right. So what if you could pair those things together? Oh, my God, Joey Gallo can hit the ball 10,000 miles, but he's also hilarious and equally as scared of bees as I am. And so, those are the kind of things that push you into the next level. Yeah. Conor McGregor was already a damn good fighter. And then when you found out he had a personality, made him the biggest star in the world. If you could do that with, Betts or probably not Trout, although I always hold out my hope for that. But what if you found out that Juan Soto is freaking hilarious, or Vlad Guerrero Jr. is the smartest human being in the world, and you could market these people in addition to them having skills.
Yeah.
I think that would be so big for baseball.
We're missing a huge opportunity in baseball because we are driving here and we're having this discussion, and Corey said this has to be the sport you can do this because
the other sports are really tough.
The only time you could do it in basketball, which they do it during the All-Star game, son, is you can interview a guy while he's on the bench just resting and waiting to go back into the game. Yes, he's watching the game, paying attention, but he could do an interview, but that's a little bit tough. Also, getting mic'd up in basketball, when do I take the mic off? Because I'd have to put on a headset, because in basketball, there's so many times where they're tugging on your jersey.
Yeah.
You're getting elbowed. You're getting physically hit, where that stuff could – get moved around, and they're like, crap, it's messing with me when I'm doing this move. I feel like the box that's connected to my shorts is messing with me and stuff. So there's probably not the perfect technology to do it in other sports. Where baseball, you're like, hey, there's this little thing that you're going to either, you know, that we're going to strap on your belt right there. It's not going to bug you too much. You can move it. You do it for two innings, take it off. You know, they're going to do it in the second and third inning. So you have it on in the first inning. They're making sure everything's working. Maybe they're picking up audio from you in the first inning. And so they can play that later in the game. And you just do this on Sunday Night Baseball. And I would love for Fox Sports Southwest, I'd love for all the teams to be like, every Tuesday night, right? Tuesday night's not a big night for watching sports or whatever. You're probably going to get better audiences when it comes to ratings Friday and Saturday. But, man, on Tuesday, we're gonna have Elvis Andrus mic'd up this Tuesday. Next Tuesday, we're going to have Rougi Odor mic'd up. Next Tuesday, we're going to have – right, so you're just doing it. It's only going to happen one game a week because I think we would get – this is awesome because we don't get it. If we got it every game, we'd be like, it's not a big deal.
But so once
a
week.
You have to make it a
and
big
deal.
That's
big
why
games,
football's a big deal. I will argue this till my dying day. Football might be the best sport in the world. It might be the worst sport in the world. What makes it entertaining to Americans is because we have such short attention spans is there's only one game a week. There's only 16 of them. They're very important. Football is not like super awesome the sport to me. It's super awesome because if I took football and made it 162 games, we would think football's as boring as can be. And if I made baseball a 16-game season, we'd think baseball's the most important thing in the whole wide world.
Because think about how you are in playoff baseball where somebody gets a single and you're like, here we go. Yeah. But normally you're like, yay.
Football has that going for them. They don't have to worry about that. And 17's not going to mess with that every game is so important. Baseball, there's so many of them. We have to make some of them special, opening day special. How do I make some other game special? I can make once a week a game special. And my Sunday night game where I'm putting usually two really good teams together, I mic up Ronald Acuna Jr. for the Braves and I mic up Robinson Cano for the New York Mets just for an example. And, you know, obviously we have to check on their English. That's one of the things also in baseball as Latin Americans are usually not the majority of the players, but a lot of them are the really good players in the game. We know Francisco Lindor's English is great. I honestly don't know Ronald Acuna Jr.'s English. I know Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s English is not good enough to do this. I can't do this with him yet. But there are certain guys that we can really get to know their personality.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Pretty much fixing baseball out here at spring training.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.